一起来默祷。
三人不用
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，我们来唱一首诗。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall sing a hymn.
364
Hymn 364.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在以弗所书这个教会论里面啊，让我来想一个问题。
So in the book of Ephesians, when you talk about the church, it allow us to think of ponder about a question.
为什么只有真耶稣教会啊是唯一的真教会
？Why is it that the true Jesus Church is the only true church, the safe?
圣经也找不到真耶稣教会这个名字。
Because in the Bible, we cannot find this name, True Jesus Church.
那如果我们看以弗所书第四章
，If you read Ephesians chapter four,
从第四节到第六节有几个一？
So from verse one, from verse four to verse six, it talk about several one.
有几个一？七个一哈。
So there are seven one.
那第一个一是什么
？What is the first one?
身体只有一个。
There is one body.
那身体是什么
？What is the body?
就是教会。
That is the church.
教会只有一个。
There is only one church.
啊，那怎么去判别呢
？How do we discern?
下面还有六个一。
So there are six more ones that follow.
啊，如果能够符合下面六个一。就是主耶稣的一个身体。
So if this church is able to fulfill the remaining ones, then this church belongs to God.
那雅各书说身体没有灵魂是死的。
So in James it says that the body without the spirit is dead.
所以接下去就说啊，只有一个圣灵。
So it follows and says there is one spirit.
所以基督的身体一定要有基督的灵。
So for a church that belongs to Christ, it must have the spirit of Christ.
就祷告会得胜。
So when we pray, we receive the Holy Spirit.
单单用这个条件来看哦，绝大部分的教会已经不符合了。
So or we only use this criteria, most of the church will not be able to meet up with this criteria.
因为它里面一定要有圣灵。
Because for a church of Christ, it must have the Spirit of God.
那接下去一个指望。
And one hope.
这个指望是什么
？What is this hope?
啊。对，活泼的盼望。
That is this living hope.
是让人得到不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存留在天上的基业。
So to receive this inheritance that is incorruptible and it cannot be deteriorate.
那现在很多教会他不讲天国，他天国就在地上。
So many churches they do not talk about the heavens, they talk about heavens on earth.
只是让你活得很好，这样就好。
So they talk about the hope in the world and as long as you live a good life.
第五节只有一个救主。
So in verse 5 it talks about one Lord.
就是主耶稣。
That is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以既然只有一个主，教会里面呢就不能崇拜人了。
So since there's only one Lord, then we should not worship any other people in the church.
所以教会如果高举人过神，这个就不是基督的身体。
So if the church places a higher emphasis on a person than God, then this is not the church of God.
真正耶稣的身体是高举主耶稣。
So for a body of Christ, they will place emphasis on Christ.
你看，像罗马的天主教教皇是在高高在上，这个跟圣经就不一样。
So when we talk about the Roman Catholic, the Pope is above everybody. So this is not according to the Bible.
好，那下面一种信仰。
And it talks about one faith.
就是跟圣经一样的。
That is to be incoherent with the Bible.
圣经有的都有讲。圣经有的我们都讲。
So whatever that's in the Bible, we'll talk about it.
那这个就是。教会一个特色。
So this is a characteristic of the church.
那下面一种洗礼。
One baptism.
就是完全跟圣经一样的赦罪洗礼。
So we have to follow what is according to the Bible, that is the baptism for the remission of sin.
敬拜一个神。
And to worship one God.
所以用这个七个一来对照，符合六个一的就是那一个身体。
So if we use all this one, and we use the remaining one to verify the first one that is one body, then this is the Church of Christ.
所以我们就知道，我们能够属真耶稣教会是很宝贵的。
So that we can see that if we belong to the true Jesus Church, we are indeed precious.
有圣灵，有真理，有盼望，有赦罪的洗礼。
So we have the truth, we have the baptism that for the remission of sin, and we have the hope, and we have the Holy Spirit.
很可贵。
So this is indeed precious.
所以以弗所说的教会论。
So this is the theology of church.
那到腓立比书。
So when we proceed to the book of Philippians,
啊，腓立比书有一个字一直重复，什么字
？So what is the word that constantly appears in the book of Philippians?
喜乐
，joy。
啊，那保罗在哪里写腓立比书
？So, when Paul is writing this epistle, where was he?
监狱，对不对
？He's in jail.
啊，你现在如果说接到一个人哦，写了一封很喜乐的书信。
So if you receive a letter from someone who is writing about the joy in it, the content of the letter is all about joy.
哦，有可能他是在夏威夷度假。
It's probably that he is having a vacation in Hawaii.
啊，住在五星级的旅馆。
And he probably residing in a five-star hotel.
远看 Waikiki 海岸，哇，我很喜乐。
So when he look at the beach and he say it is I'm full of joy.
哦，但是腓立比书是在监牢写的。
However, the book, the epistle of this epistle of Philippians is written when Paul is in prison.
是，我们就知道基督里的喜乐是超越环境的。
So we know that the joy in the Lord Jesus Christ surpasses our environment.
哦。有没有可能环境很不好很喜乐有可能
So is it possible that we are in a very difficult situation but we still have this joy it is possible
腓立比书就是证明
So in the book of Philippians has proven this point
神与保罗同在所以他在监牢就很喜乐
So God abides with Paul so when Paul is in prison he is still full of joy
好腓立比书里面、啊、保罗有三个超越我们找找看
So in the book of PhilippiansPaul has three surpasses, so we can look for these three surpasses.
腓立比书有三个超越。
So there are three surpasses in the book of Philippians.
第一个是什么
？What is the first one?
我如果我们看第一章
，Let's read chapter one.Verse 12. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12. But I want you to know, brethren, that things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
第一个，保罗超越苦难。
So we can see that Paul has surpasses his toil.
他在监牢里面，他充满着感谢。
So in the prison, he is full of thanksgiving.
因为他看出苦难给他的好处。
Because he has seen.What difficulty has the benefits of having difficulty?
所以十四节，好多人因为看到保罗传福音，传到下到监来，受感动，更热心传福音。
So many brethren actually saw that the Lord, that Paul was being thrown into prison, and they were moved, and they all the more speak the word without fear.
所以这就是他的超越。
So this is what he has surpassed.
超越苦难。
He has surpassed difficulty.
好，那第二个超越。
What is the next thing that he overcome?
第二章，第一章的二十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 23. Verse 23. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
他超越死亡。
He has surpassed death.
我们都很怕死，对保罗来讲，他不怕死。
We are all afraid of death, but to Paul, he has overcome the fear of death.
他说我在两难之间。
He said he is hard pressed between the two.
不晓得活好还是死好。
He doesn't. He do not know whether it is to live or to die.
哎，诸位，大家有没有这个问题？我不晓得活着好还是死好。
So I would like to ask everybody, do you have the feeling that you are to think that whether it is to be alive or to be dead?
有经过这两难的举手。
If you have, if you are bothered by these two, please raise your hand.
有，如果有这个两难，大部分都是因为活得很痛苦，所以想要死。
So if you experience this, most probably is that you live a very difficult life to the point that you want to seek death.
但是保罗想要死，不是因为他很痛苦。
But here Paul wanted to die not because he is experienced much difficulty.
因为什么
？What is it？
因为死就能够跟主耶稣同在，那是好的无比啊。
Here he says that.To die is far better because he is able to be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们人一般想要死，是因为活得很痛苦，死就结束了，原因不太一样。
But for most people, they prefer to die because they are in such a difficulty.
那活着也不错。
So, to be alive is good.
因为活着能够帮助信徒信仰进步。
Because to be alive, he is able to help the brethren to improve in their faith.
所以他知道，虽然下到监牢，他不会死。
So, which is why he knows that even though he was thrown into jail, he knows that he will not die.
这个叫基督徒的生死观了。
So this is the how a Christian view what is death and what is living.
如果神有工作要我们做
，If God has work for us to do,
车子撞了也不会死。
Even though we had an accident, we will not die.
癌症也不会死。
Even though we have cancer, we will not die.
为什么？
Why is that so?
因为神还有工作。
Because God has allocated jobs, works for us to do.
所以保罗在监牢里面，他觉得他不会死，因为神还有工作给他做。
So Paul knows that even though he was thrown in jail, he knows that he will not die because he knows that God has work for him to do.
所以诸位啊，如果圣工全部推得一干二净哦，主耶稣就找不到理由让你活着。
So for members, what? For members, if you have not partake of any church work or you push out and you are not willing to take out any church work, then the Lord Jesus Christ has no reason for you to continue living.
哦，这个也不要，那个也不要，我只要做啊，玛利亚灵修哦，灵修得很好，现在可以走了。
So if you say I don't want this, do this church work or the other church work, I just want to be like Mary to listen to the words of God, then you have reached a certain state of spirituality. It's time for you to return home.
但是你如果希望在大难中还是不死，一定要做圣工。哎，主耶稣看出，哎，这个还有工作，还有用，让他活着，你就不会死。
So if you are in the midst of difficulty and you still continue to work, and when the Lord Jesus Christ see that, he will say that, since you are still doing work for me, I will not let you die.
好，第三个超越。
So the third overcome or the third surpasses.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8. Philippians chapter 3 verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
超越世界。
He has surpassed the world.
他把世界看作粪土。
He regarded the world as rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It is not that the world has no value.
因为基督的价值超越一切。
Because the value of Christ far supersedes what is in the world.
哦，所以想想看哦，保罗超越患难。
So we can see that Paul has overcome difficulty.
超越生死。
He has surpasses life and death.
超越世界。
And he has surpasses the world.
那这样的一个保罗。
So Paul, who is a person like this,
他怎么说呢？
What do you say?
三章十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14. Verse 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call for God, of God in Jesus Christ.
这里说，我不是自己已经得着了。
It's not that I have reached or achieved all this.
还没有，我还有一个标杆。
So I still have a goal.
我要忘记背后，努力前进。
So I have to forget what is behind and move forward.
所以啊，有时候我们哦，三个都没有超越，但是就觉得说，我的信仰差不多了。
So sometimes we have not reached these three surpasses, but we think that our faith has reached a certain level.
已经没有一个进步的动力。
And we think that we do not have this motivation to push forward.
哎，有的教会哦，一来这个赞美诗都打在前面。
So for some church, when you come into the chapel, the hymn has already been printed on the PhD.
那个圣经节也打在前面。
So the OHP and it has.The Bible verses being displayed.
所以来教会都不必带赞美诗跟圣经，都在前面嘛。
So they did not have to bring any Bible or the hymn book when they come to church.
那回家也不必读圣经。
And they did not have to read the Bible.
就觉得信仰就是这样啊。
And they feel that this is the level of their faith.
安息日就来坐坐啊。
So when they come to church on Saturday, they only sit back.
赚钱就奉献个十一捐啊，这样就好了。
And when they work, they pay tithes, and this is what they deem.
其实如果看腓立比书啊
，So if you read the book of Philippians,
我们差很远。
So we are still very far away from the goal.
既怕死又没有超越世界。
So we are afraid to die, and we have not surpassed the world.
也没有办法超越苦难。
And we cannot overcome difficulty.
所以我们需要追求。
So we need to pursue.
好，那在腓立比书里面，这个喜乐有几个原因。
So in the book of Philippians, there are a few reasons pertaining to this joy.
第一个是什么
？What is the first one?
靠主，那到第四章了啊。第一个喜乐在哪里
？So where is the first joy?
第四节。
Verse 4.
每逢为你们祈求，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Chapter 1, verse 4. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy.
就是爱中的喜乐。
So that is a joy in love.
他爱腓立比。
He loved the church in
Philippians. 他看到腓立比信徒有在进步，他很喜乐。
And because the members in Philippian church has improved in their faith, because of that, he's full of joy.
如果我们爱教会。
If we love the church.
你看教会灵恩会人很多，你会很喜乐。
If you see that the number of members attending SSC has increased, you feel overjoyed.
很多人得恩典，我会很喜乐。
If many receive grace, we will be joyful too.
但如果我们没有爱教会，几个人参加可能有什么关系？
So if you do not love the church, if only a few people attending SSC, what's the point?
就没有喜乐。
There will not be any joy.
好，那我们再看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
十八节。
Verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and we rejoice.
他看到基督的福音被传开，他就很喜乐。
So when he saw that the gospel of Christ is being preached, he rejoiced.
所以保罗的喜乐是从服事来的。
So we can see that Paul rejoiced because of his servitude to the Lord.
从盼望来的。
He rejoiced because of hope.
那还有一个，就是我们如果看第四章，我们常常用的。
And if you continue to read, if Philippians chapter 4,
第四节
verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
为什么说要靠主喜乐呢
？Why is it that we say we rely on God to rejoice？
因为世界上有很多的挂虑。
Because there are many, we worry many things in the world.
如果没有靠主，你没有办法喜乐。
If we do not entrust In the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot receive this joy.
那怎么靠主呢
？How do we entrust ourselves to God?
第六节
verse 6.
一无挂虑，将我们所要祷告借祷告祈求感谢告诉神。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
那到第四章还有另外一个喜乐。
So in chapter 4, there is another joy.
什么喜乐
？What is this joy?
十一节。
Verse 11. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content.
这里说他学习在什么境况都可以知足。
So Paul has learned in whatever state he is to be content.
所以喜乐从哪里来？从知足来的。
So this joy comes from contentment.
为知足就有喜乐。
So when a person is contented, he will have joy.
我们只有口袋一块钱，你就很知足，那就很喜乐。
If we have a dollar in our pocket and we are contented, that means we are full of joy.
你银行有一百万，觉得还不够，也不会快乐。
So if we have $1 million in our account, but we do not have this contentment, we will not be joyful.
所以喜乐从这里来。
So joy comes from being contented.
那在第一章里面
In chapter 1,
我们看第八节
verse 8, Philippians chapter 1, verse 8, For God is my weakness, how greatly I long for you all.With the affection of Jesus Christ.
这里说有基督基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人。
So he says that how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
所以我们怎么知道我们有没有基督的爱在我们里面？怎么知道
？How do we know whether we have the love of Jesus Christ in us?
我们怎么知道我们里面有没有基督的爱
？How do we know whether we have the love of Christ within us?
如果我们有基督的爱。
If we have the love of Christ,
我们来到教会，
when we come to church,
看到弟兄姊妹会非常喜乐。
When we come to church and meet with brother and sister, we will be rejoicing.
那没有来会很想要来教会。
And if we are not here, we would long to come to church.
那我们到教会看到弟兄姊妹都没有感觉。
If we come to church but we do not have any emotions towards any brother, to brother and sister,
那没有来也不会想念。
And if we do not come to church but we do not long to come to church,
就好像一个人没有回家也不会想念，回到家里看到家人也不会喜乐，这个就有一点问题。
So it's just like a family member when he's not home, he do not think about going back to home. When he's back at home, he doesn't have any emotion towards his family members. There is something wrong with this person.
这缺乏爱。
Because this person lacks love.
所以爱充满的地方，我们就会想念，见得会喜乐。
So a place that's full of love, we will long for it, and we'll want to go to that.
所以腓立比书就是在讲信仰的超越跟喜乐。
So in the book of Philippians, it talks about surpasses in our faith as well as love.
啊，生活中要有一个标杆。
So in our life there is a goal.
哦，好，那现在进到哥罗西书。
Let's go into the book of Colossians.
啊，哥罗西书是在讲基督里面的丰盛。
So in the book of Colossians talks about the abundance in the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在来看啊，第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.Colossians chapter 2 verse 9. Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
这里说神本性一切的丰盛都居住在基督里面。
Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以神那个神性丰丰满满就在耶稣的身上。
So the fullness of the Godhead is completely manifest itself in Jesus Christ.
所以我们要认识神要通过主耶稣。
So in order to know God, to understand God, it is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
看主耶稣的生活。
We see the life of Christ.
他讲的道。
The gospel that he preached.
他跟周围的环境怎么去互动。
And how he interact with the surroundings.
啊，这样就是在代表他里面那种神的本性。
So it represents the Godhead that is within him.
啊，所以啊，所以在第二章的第二节最后，神的奥秘就是基督。
So in chapter 2 verse 2, the later portion talks about this, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christ.
那第三节，一切的智慧知识都藏在主耶稣里面。
In whom are hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
所以为什么说一本圣经一生读不完？
Why is it that this Bible we cannot complete reading, we cannot finish reading it in our whole life?
其实我们就是在研究主耶稣。
Because we are actually researching the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，四福音是直接研究主耶稣。
In the four gospel book, it directly do a research on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那其他的书信是透过当时使徒对主耶稣的认识，我们来认识主耶稣。
For the rest of the gospel, for the rest of the New Testament, it is understanding or doing a research on the Lord Jesus Christ through the eyes of his disciples.
好。所以认识耶稣的途，认识神的途径就是透过我们来认识主耶稣。
So to understand God, it is through the understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，那这个认识主耶稣的知识为什么这么重要呢
？So why is it that to have the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is so important?
我看第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
好，第三章的。第九节第十节
Chapter 3 verse 9 and 10 Colossians chapter 3 verse 9 and 10 Do not lie to one another since you have put off the old man with his deeds verse 10 and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him
这里说要穿上新的
Here it says we have to put on a new man
好那怎么穿上新的
How do we put on the new man
要用认识主耶稣的这个知识来渐渐改变我们自己
That is to be renewed in the knowledge according to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, or according to the image of God who created the Lord Jesus Christ, that we put on this new man.
那这样我们就会调整自己，越来越跟主耶稣一样。
So then we will start to tune ourselves to be more like Jesus Christ.
所以要做一个新人，一定要认识主耶稣。
So to become a new man.One needs to understand the Lord Jesus Christ.
那用那个知识来调整我们自己，我们才会进步。
Using this knowledge, we are able to fine-tune ourselves.
啊，人跟人相比，我们就觉得我们不错了。
If we compare ourselves with another person, we find that we are okay.
那不错就不会进步了。
If we find that we are okay, then we will not make the we will not progress.
所以你如果画一个图表哦，刚刚信耶稣的都一直进步，但是过了三四年以后就停了。
So if you draw a graph, a person's spirituality start to increase up to a certain point, like past the fourth year and above, his faith start to stagnate.
他为什么停了
？Why did he stagnate?
因为看周围有信主23年、50年，跟我也差不多，跟我差不多，我就停了。
Because this person sees that those who are in the church who have been Christian for decades and he has reached that state of spirituality, so he becomes stagnant.
那下一次信仰在进步什么时候
？So when is the next period of time that his faith starts to improve？
什么时候？信仰停了一段时间，哎，开始又进步了，什么时候
？So when this person has faith has stagnant for a period of time, when is the next time that his faith start to pick up.
遇到患难的时候。
That is the time when you meet with difficulty.
如果你如果忽然间看到一个弟兄哦，来到教会认真祷告，禁止祷告，一定发生什么事情。
So if you see a brother or sister coming to church to fast and pray, then something must have happened to him.
哦，梅鲁科走开始祷告，灵性的进步了。
Because he has reached to his.There's nothing for him to do, so he can only pray to God to improve his spirituality.
怎么让我们在很平顺当中信仰会进步呢
？So how do we allow our faith to improve even in time of peace?
就那个目标很重要。
The goal is very important.
我要跟主耶稣学。
I must learn from the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个进步就一直往上去了。
Then this improvement will be continuous.
那怎么跟主耶稣学
？How do we learn from Christ?
我要来认识他。
That is through understanding him.
那用那个认识的知识来调整我自己。
So using this knowledge of him, we start to fine tune ourselves.
好，那现在请问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask a question.
什么叫做谦卑
？What is the meaning of? What do you mean by humility?
什么叫做谦卑
？So what is the definition of humility?
啊，看别人比自己强。
So
还有没有
？To deem others better than ourselves.
顺服
，to be submissive.
啊，对哦。
To learn from the humility of Christ.
谦卑到最后就要看主耶稣。
So in order to be humble, we have to learn from Christ.
主耶稣怎么谦卑
？How did Christ humble himself?
从神降为人。
So from the status of being a God, he became a man.
从人降为仆人。
From a man, he became a servant to others.
然后洗别人的脚。
And he washed the feet of the disciples.
这个叫谦卑吧。
So this is humility.
哦，那这样我们就知道我们真的不够谦卑了。
So if we look at this, we know that we do not have his humility.
什么公司的大老板，你学到教会里面要降为一般的信徒。
So if you are the CEO of a company, when you come to church, you have to lower yourself to common man.
再来要降为仆人，服侍众信徒。
And further that, you have to lower yourself to be a servant to all.
不简单啊。
It is not easy.
你不是外面公司的大老板，到教会里面大摇大摆，要人家称呼你董事长什么？这个是什么叫谦卑
？So if you are a CEO of a company and when you come to church, you expect others to respect you because you are CEO. So what humility is this?
来到教会，衣服脱起来去煮饭、扫地，什么都可以做，这个就谦卑，跟主耶稣一样。
So if you are a CEO of a company and when you come to church, you start to start to help out in church work or cooking, then you are following the footsteps of Christ.
但是真的感谢主，教会真的有这样的信徒。
And we thank the grace of God. Truly, the church have such brothers and sisters.
真的是有人在学主耶稣的样式。
So there are people who actually learn to have the humility of Christ.
所以要变化成为新人。
So in order to become a new man,
要认识主耶稣。
We have to know.Or to have the knowledge of Christ.
用那个知识来调整我们自己。
And using this knowledge to fine tune ourselves.
好，好，那在第二章里面哦，神给我们一个应许。
So in chapter 2, God has promised us, has given us a promise.
第十节。
Verse 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. And you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power.
这个第十节说，我们在他里面也要得着丰盛。就是神应许我们了，我们也会丰盛，我们也在神性上会丰盛。
So here it says that when we are in Him, we are complete in Him, who is we will also have the abundance of this principality and power.
啊，然后第二章的第八节开始。
In chapter 2 verse 8,
说恐怕有人用他的理学虚空的妄言，不是照着基督，但照着人间的遗传、世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
Beware, lest anyone cheat you through the philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principle of the world, and not according to Christ.
这个到底在讲什么？
So what does this mean?
就是我们做人的目标，到最后变新人，跟主的形象一样。
So in order to become a Christian, we have to, at the end of the journey, we have to be like the image of Christ.
这只有一条路。
There is only one path.
就是信耶稣。
That is to believe in Christ.
然后认识主耶稣。
And to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
靠圣灵的帮助来调整我们自己。
And through the Holy Spirit, it helps to fine tune ourselves.
但是有的人就是用世界上另外一套理论，想要来达到这个目的。
But there are some who try to use the philosophy and empty deceits of the world to reach this state.
那不信耶稣了，跑到山上去修行了。
So they do not believe in Christ, but go into the mountains and start to self-meditate.
啊，或者遵守一套规条啊。
Or they follow a certain set of rules.
在第二章最后，不可吃，不可嗅，不可摸。啊，第二章的二十一节。
So in chapter 2 verse 21 it talks about do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
啊，这个也不可以吃，那个也不可以吃。
So you cannot eat this, you cannot eat that.
头发要剃掉，拿念珠，拿穿什么色的衣服。
So you have to shave your head and start to count the beads and you have to wear a certain type of garment.
那不可以结婚。
And you cannot get in, to have marriage.
用人创造的这一套理论想要来达到人跟神非常亲近，这是不可能的。
So using all these rules and regulation of men, men try to achieve to have a relationship with God. It is impossible.
想要超越自己跟神一样的这样啊，有神的神性，这不可能。
And wanting to use all these rules of men to surpass us, the desire of men to become like God, it is not possible.
用任何哲学理论要来达到我们有神的形象，这不可能。
And using the philosophy of men in order to achieve this Godhead, it is not impossible. It is impossible.
只有一个可能。
There is only one possibility.
在基督里面，生命更新变化。
That is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ to have the renewal and regeneration of life.
其他都没有功效了。
The rest is all useless.
好，那在第三章里面
，In chapter 3,
啊，到接下去就在提到啊，爱心是联络全德的。爱心啊，是所有一切美德的根本啊。
Oh, it talks about love being the foundation of all good deeds.
23节
Verse 23. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
24节
Verse 24. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance for you serve the Lord Christ.
我请问大家哈，我们在世界上的工作都没有意义，对不对？
So, can I ask everyone, the work that we do on this world has no meaning?
对还是不对？
True or false?
我们看哈，我们在世界上的工作都是没有价值的，没有意义的。
So, all the work we have done in this world has no meaning. Is it true or false?
觉得对的举手。
If you think that it's true, please raise your hand.
觉得不对的举手。
False, please raise your hand.
为什么不对？
Why is it false?
答案在这里哈。
So, it's here.
如果我们在公司里面
If we are working in a company.
我们在上班，好像是给神做的，不是给人做的。
好像是
我们在跟神做的，不是跟为人做的。
So if we work in a company and when we work for the company, we are working as though we are working for God.
那神的名在我们的工作上得到荣耀。
And the name of Christ is being glorified through our work.
那24节，这样我们会从神那里得赏赐。
Verse 24. Knowing that you will receive the reward of the inheritance.
所以不是说世界上的工作都没有意义。
So it doesn't mean that the work in this world is meaningless.
如果透过我们的工作让神得到荣耀，那个工作也可以让我们得到天上的赏赐。
If through this work we can glorify the name of God, then this work will, and through doing this work we receive the rewards of the inheritance.
啊，接下去我们进到哥林多前后书。
We will continue with.
或者帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
We will continue into First and Second Thessalonians.
啊，这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，主要对当时的信徒的一个感恩跟教导。
So in the book of First Corinthians, it talks, First Thessalonians talks about, the gratitude and, intercessory prayer.
啊，因为福音啊，传到帖撒罗尼迦，经过很多的困难。
So after much difficulty, the truth is preached to Thessalonica.
那我们现在来看一节圣经节。
Let's read one verse.
福音传到帖撒罗尼迦，如果根据第五节
，According to verse 5, and the gospel is preached to Thessalonica.
啊，有几个重要因素，大家算算看。
So there are a few main points.
福音传到帖撒罗尼迦有几个因素
？So how many main points are there when gospel is being preached to Thessalonica?
就算算看，一二三四五六七，几个因素
？So how many criteria?For this gospel to be preached to Thessalonica.
Ah, 三个、四个、五个、六个，来表决一下。你算算看，四个举手。
If there are four criteria, please raise your hand.
好几个啊，五个的举手。
Five, please raise
your hand. 也有几个哈。 有没有六个？
If you have six criteria, please raise your hand.
如果看到六个，这个需要属灵的眼光。
If you see there are six criteria, then you need the spiritual eyesight.
好，第一个是什么？
What is the first criteria?
言语。
Word.
第二个。
Second.
全能。
Power.
第三个。
The
圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
第四个。信心。第五个。
Faith.
为人。
And what type of man?
好，所以福音要传开，不只是技巧。
So when the gospel is being preached, it is not only through
技巧，谈道理的技巧。
Not only through preaching the word, the skill of preaching the word.
哦，福音要传开，这个传福音的人属灵装备很重要。
So for a person to preach the gospel, the person who preach it must have be well armored in terms of the gospel.
哦，那这个属灵装备哦，如果好了，哦，传福音会很快。
If you are armored spiritually, then we will preach the word rapidly.
好，第一个言语，言语是指着什么？
So first, in word, what does it mean in word?
言语指着什么？
What is this word?
圣经的话，圣经话这么大本了，从创世纪讲到启示录，这个太久了。
So the words, is it refer from the Old Testament to the New Testament?
可不可以浓缩一点？言语指什么？
So the word in summary, what is it?
传讲基督。对，这个太阔了，不过再小一点。
So to preach God, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is still a large topic, so we can summarize it for you.
言语哦，就是十大信条。
So the word means the ten basic belief.
我们要跟人布道。
To in order to preach the word to others.
慕道者有三种。
There are three types of truth seekers.
第一种是不信神的。
First is the atheist.
第二个是信神不信耶稣的。
Second is those who believe in the existence of God but not Jesus Christ.
第三个是信耶稣不信真耶稣教会。
Third is the one those who believe in Christ, but they do not believe in the true church.
那要跟他讲什么？
So what are you talking to them?
就是讲十大信条。
Then you talk to them about the ten basic beliefs.
所以对十大信条要很熟。
So we need to be well equipped with the ten basic beliefs.
这是第一个准备。
So this is the first preparation work.
我们布道当然要讲一些见证，但不能都讲见证。
So in during the evangelical service, we can talk about some testimony, but we cannot speak all about testimony.
我曾经去跟一个信徒的亲戚传福音。
So once I preached the gospel to a friend of a relative.
我讲完见证，他说换他讲。
So after I have finished giving the witnessing, he said it is time for him to speak.
他拜那个日莲教，那个日莲教你知道吗？日本的那个一个信仰，日莲教。
So he is actually a worshipper of a religion set in Japan.
他也讲神迹。
He talks about miracles.
也讲异象。
He talks about visions.
那吃完我再说，哎，不能都讲这个。
So after that, I realized that we cannot talk about all this testimony.
啊，他那个从哪里来
？So where does all the miracles come from?
从魔鬼来。
It is from the devil.
哦，所以要讲道理。
So we have to speak the truth.
然后神迹奇事会跟着来。
Then signs and miracles will follow.
哦，所以第一个十大信条。
First, the ten basic beliefs.
顺便了，问一下哈。
So I'll ask a question.
十大信条会背的举手。
Who memorized the ten basic beliefs?
啊，十大信条会背的举手。哎，传福音属灵装备，第一个要你枪要有子弹啊。
So in order to be equipped with the word of God, the gun must be loaded with bullets.
子弹射不出来，十大信条都没有，你怎么传
？If you do not have the ten basic beliefs, you do not have the bullets. How do you preach the word?
对不对？哦。十大信条，十个子弹，有的打第一个，有的打第二个。
So the ten basic beliefs, the ten different bullets.
好，第二个。
Second.
全能。
Power.
我们要让人顺服，要有神的权柄。
In order for others to submit to the gospel, we need the power of God.
所以祷告很重要。
So prayer is important.
第三个，圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的带领。
That is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们找到神要拣选的。
So that God will allow us to find whom He has chosen.
圣灵带领，让我们讲适合那个人需要的。
So the Holy Spirit will guide us to preach to the person what he needs.
圣灵带领，开他的心，让他听得懂。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, He can open his heart.
但第下去信心。
Next, assurance.
我们对自己传的福音要有信心。
So we must have faith in the words that we preach.
我们对我们的传福音的工作要有信心。
And we have faith in the work of preaching the gospel.
最后就是我们的行为。
Next is our conduct.
好啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节。
So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
从属灵上看，人生的三个阶段是什么
？So, looking from the life of a person from spiritual aspect, what are they?
第一章第九节第十节。
So, First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10.
第一个阶段是什么？
What is the first stage?
不过倒退回来了，最后一个阶段是什么？
So what is the last stage?
或者说第一个阶段是什么？
So what is the first stage?
归向神，第二个阶段。
So the first stage is to turn to God.
服侍神。第三个阶段。
Second stage is to serve God.
等候神。
Third stage is to wait for him.
所以有时候我们听到 老弟兄啊，我天天在等主耶稣再来，为什么还不来？
So sometimes we hear some of the older brethren, they say that I'm waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. Why has he not come yet?
念这一节给他听啊。
So we can read this verse for him.
主耶稣来要算账哎，老弟兄，你有没有服侍神？
So when the Lord Jesus Christ were to come, he want us to give him an account. So have you done enough work to give him an account?
服侍神，把我们的本分做完，耶稣再来才有赏赐啊。
So only after we have served, we have done our due duty, then the Lord Jesus Christ will come. Then what we have done is due purpose.
我们坐在这里，大部分都有一点年纪了哦。
So for most of us sitting here, we come to a certain age.
对，请问大家一个问题。
So I will ask everybody a question.
如果你将要退休或者已经退休了，你人生最后目标是什么
？So if you are about to retire or you have retired, what is the goal of your life?
退休以后人生目标是什么
？So after you retire, what is the goal of your life?
上天国啊，讲得很直接了，对啊。
So to enter into kingdom of God, heaven, it is true.
如果没有信耶稣啊
，If you do not believe,
退休以后人生目标是什么
？After you retire, what is the goal of your?
如果不好讲，不好听了，这讲实在就等死了。
After you retire, you are waiting for death.
然后有信耶稣就等着上天国。
So if you believe in Christ, you are waiting to go into heaven.
这个目标要抓住啊。
So we have to catch hold of this goal.
那他不会迷失的，到最后一个阶段还迷失，太可怜了。
So we will not lose ourselves, or else if we lose ourselves at the last stage, it is pitiable.
那上天国以前要做什么
？So before we go into heaven, what do we do?
要服侍神。
We need to serve God.
那你想我怎么服侍？我年纪这么大，叫我拖厕所，那我没有办法。
So since I'm so old, you want me to serve the Lord? If I were to clean the restroom, it is tough for me.
你看那个女先知亚拿活到84岁。
So you see that.女神the prophet Anna, and she lived the age of 84.
她怎么服侍神
？How did she serve God?
怎么服侍神？对，昼夜禁食祷告服侍神。
So she fasted and prayed every day to serve God.
所以祷告就是服侍神。
So prayer is a form of service.
你看教会的需要好多，哪一个软弱帮他祷告，这个就是服侍神。
We see that the needs of the church is many. If those who are weak and intercede for them, it is a form of service.
我们顺便请大家代祷。我们现在找不到神学生了，诸位帮忙代祷。
So now the situation is that we cannot find any TTP students. So this is we ask everybody to intercede for this matter.
现在有26间教会。
Now we have 26 churches.
再过几年大概会有30间教会。
So in a few years' time, we probably have increased to 30 churches.
现在有12个传道。
Now we have 12 preachers.
到2018剩11个。
So in 2018, there will be 11 left.
因为一个会退休。
Because one will retire.
那如果要栽培传道。
So in order for us to to nurture a preacher.
训练三年再加实习一年，四年。
So we need to train a preacher for 3 years and 1 year of internship, so it takes 4 years.
如果我们2015年招到两个，要真的成为传道，到2019年。
So if you are able to get 2 TTP students in 2015, it needs 4 years, which is 2019, before they can become a full-fledged preacher.
我们真的招不到，现在恳求大家昼夜不要说禁食了，昼夜为这件事情祷告。
So we cannot find any TTP students, so we ask everybody to intercede for this matter.
求主了。选召工人
，and made the Lord raise up people for to work for him.
所以这里讲要服侍又真又活的神。
So here it says that we have to serve the true and living God.
那服侍神之前呢，要做什么
？So before we serve the true and living God, what should we do?
要归向神。
We have to turn to God.
诸位，你不是说我已经信神了，还不归向神吗
？So we have said that we have already believed in Christ. Have we not turned to God?
那前面说归向神要什么？离开偶像。
Here it says turn to God from idols.
那为什么有的人他很想服侍神，没有办法服侍神
？Why is it that some they wanted to serve the Lord but they couldn't?
为什么
？Why?
因为他生活有偶像。
Because in their life they serve the idols.
很多事情比神还重要。
There are many things in their life that is placed higher priority than God.
我感谢神，看到这么多人来，真的很高兴。
So I think the grace of God that many is able to come and attend.
因为你可以把神放在更重要，就来了。
Because you can elevate the status of God in your life, so you come to attend.
如果有很多人把其他放得重要，今天你就不在这里了。
So if we place other things, our priorities over God, then we will not be here today.
所以第一个要归向神。
So first we have to turn to God.
服侍神。
To serve the God.
等候神。
And to wait for Him.
这就是我们信仰的三个步骤。
So this is the three different stages of our faith.
好，所以帖撒罗尼迦前书到第五章。
So from
第四章第五章。
First Thessalonians from chapter 4 to chapter 5
就在讲主耶稣再来，我们要复活升天。
Talks about when the Lord Jesus Christ were to come again, we will be glorified and raised into heaven.
大家想一下一个问题。
So if you ponder over a question,
如果你到一个没有信耶稣的人，他的亲人离世了，请问怎么安慰他
？So if you were to go to a person'shouse and the person's relative has passed away, how do you comfort him?
教一下，因为我不知道，到一个没有信耶稣的人他亲人离世怎么安慰他
？So I do not know how to approach this problem. So I would like to ask everyone if I were to go to a person's house who is a non-believer and his relative has passed away, how do I comfort him?
怎么安慰他？看开一点。
So that.To ask him to
看开一点
，to take a step back。
那怎么看开
？So how do we do that？
节哀，怎么节哀
？So
他已经死了，怎么叫他死？死了就算了。到他家跟他讲，反正死就算了，看开了。
So do we go to the person and ask him that since the person has passed away, nothing can be done. But for you, you should come to believe in Christ.
所以如果你到一个家里他没有信耶稣家人死，你没有办法安慰，你怎么安慰
？So if you go to a person's house who is not a non-believer and the person's relative has passed away, it is very difficult for us to comfort him.
只有一个可能安慰的。
There is only one possibility of comforting him.
如果那个人虐待妻子，告诉太太感谢神你的痛苦结束了。
If the person passed away is a husband, and before the husband passed away, he always torment the wife, and the husband has passed away, now you can comfort the wife saying that, thank God that your hardship is over.
只有这样可以安慰，其他没有办法安慰。
So this is only way you can comfort them, or else there's no way you can comfort them.
只有信耶稣才有办法安慰。
So only those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ can be comforted.
你也不必讲太多，就背这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章、第五章给他听，就得到安慰了。
So you don't have to do anything but to recite on what is written in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5.
所以信耶稣真的很宝贵。
So believing in Christ is truly precious.
做圣工真的很有意义。
So doing the church work is truly meaningful.
那帖撒罗尼迦后书也是在提到这几件事情。
So in the book of 2 Corinthians, Thessalonians also talk about similar things.
那第一章里面有一个很好的祷告。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 talks about a very good prayer.
第十一节。
Verse 11.2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11 Therefore we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all good pleasures of his goodness and the work of faith and power. Verse 12 That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿神看你们配得过他所蒙的召。
So here it says thatSo that God will count us worthy of this calling.
用大能成就你们所羡慕的良善。
And fulfill all good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith and power.
然后神的名能够得荣耀。
And the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified.
这是我们祷告很好的一个内容。
So this is a good content for us to pray.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前后书那在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面有一个神的在耶稣基督所预定的旨意是什么
？So in the book of 1 Corinthians, there is
Thessalonians.
In the first Thessalonians, God has a certain goal. What is that?
神在主耶稣基督里面所定的旨意是什么？
So what is his will that is being accomplished in the Lord Jesus Christ?
第五章十三节。
In chapter 5 verse 13.
常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。哦，这个是神的旨意。
To esteem highly in work and to be at peace. chapter 5 verse 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks.
好，好，这是帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
So this is a summary of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
我们还有一节哦。
We have one more lesson.
从提摩太前后书到启示录。
From 1st and 2nd Timothy till Revelation.
好，那我们说前几天的几个问题啊。
So we have a few questions.
啊，就是约翰福音里面，主耶稣说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
So in the book of John, the Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
这个这些是指什么？
So what is this referred to?
啊，约翰二十一章。
John 21.
十五节。
John 21 verse 15.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
John 21 verse 15. Do you love Simon, son of Jonah? Do you love me more than this?
好。这一些如果我们前面读一读哦，很有可能是指着十一节。
So these probably refer to what is written in verse 11.
他抓了153条鱼。
Peter has caught 153 fishes.
主耶稣告诉他的，他才捕这些鱼。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ told him to cast his net, and he did it, and he had caught 153 large fish.
这就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以你爱我比这些更深吗？就是你爱我比我给你的恩典更多吗？
Do you love me more than the blessing that I have given you?
所以有时候我们常常发现哦，我们自己爱神的恩典比爱神还多。
Sometimes we did not realize that we love the blessing of God more than we love God.
所以我们整个生活的重心都是注重神的恩典，而忘记了神。
So then the center of life focus on the blessing of God rather than on God.
如果结婚了啊，婚礼刚刚完，那个新娘一直看钻戒，忘记了新郎怎么办
？So if if a wedding ceremony is over and the bride continuously look at the wedding ring rather than the husband, what will happen?
哇，这个太漂亮了，忘记新郎在那里，怎么办？
So if the bride were to look at the ring and say it is so beautiful, but forget about the bridegroom, what will happen?
就是提醒嘛，这是我给你的呢。对，这个你给我不错，你很爱我，刚才一直看这个。
Well, the husband will remind the wife that he bought it for her, but she'll say, yeah, I know, but I still like to look at it.
最后就把钻戒收回来了。
So in the end, the husband will take the ring back.
就开始注重新郎嘛，哦。
Then the bride will look at the bridegroom.
跟这一样啊。
So in a similar taste.
我们整个头脑都在想神的恩典。
In a similar way, if our mind is constantly thinking about the blessing of God.
那最后神一直提不醒啊，把恩典收回来。
So in the end, God will collect His blessing back.
那现在就开始祷告，哇，主啊，帮助我。
So we start to pray to God and ask God to help us.
所以你爱我比这些更深吗？
So do you love me more than this?
如果这样的话，是的，肯定的，那我们就可以牧养神的羊。
If it is true, then you can feed the lamb of God.
神一定会给我们153条鱼。
God will definitely give me the 153 fishes.
让我们生活没有挂虑。
That we will have no worries over our life.
但是我们的重点要放在爱主耶稣，而不是爱他的恩典。
But our center of attention should be placed on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on the blessing that He has bestowed us.
一起默祷。
Silent prayer.
阿们，休息。